Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This Friday, September 19th, WAMC On the Road visits Assembly in Kingston, New York, where I get to host a broadcast recording for WAMC Live in Concert, showcasing the dreamy and remarkable songwriter, harpist, vocalist, and music producer, Michaela Davis. Michaela Davis will play 315 Thursdays, a summer concert series in Syracuse on, you guessed it, Thursday, and then the show in Kingston on Friday, followed up by a Saturday concert at Lark Hall in Albany, New York, and a Sunday gig at Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. These are her goodbye summer shows. It's a busy week following her performance last weekend at Horseshoe Music Festival in Wyoming. Michaela Davis joins us now. Michaela, welcome back to the Roundtable. It's great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be back.
You just played the Horseshoe Music Festival in Wyoming. How did that go? What was that festival like? I've never been to anything in Wyoming at all.
That's right. I actually had never been to a festival in Wyoming either. And it took place in Jackson Hole, which is right near Teton National Park in Yellowstone. So I got to explore up there afterwards for a little bit. But it's a festival that Dwayne Betts and his wife, Lisa Betts, puts together. This is the third year, and basically they put together a super group of musicians, and I was asked to come and perform, and I didn't play my own set, but we all got together and just played a bunch of songs together two nights in a row. It was like me, Dwayne, Steve Kimmock, Nikki Bloom, a lot of really cool people were there. It was fun.
How does that work in terms of having the songs prepared? Do you have time to rehearse with everybody, or do you kind of require, I mean, you're all masterful musicians, but do you need to just be ready and work with each other and your ears as you play live?
Yeah, we had a rehearsal the morning of each show, and it was basically like play on whatever you want to play on. And everybody got to pick a couple songs that they for sure would sing or play. And then it's kind of a free for all. You can just jump up on stage if you want to and play on whoever songs you want to. So it was really fun.
You said that you got to explore the Grand Tetons and Yellowstone after the festival. What was it like to be in the national parks at this time in history? But also, I did see on your Instagram you encountered a number of the famous animals that hang out there. What is it like for you as a person and as an artist to get to, you know, wander the wilds and meet creatures?
It was so amazing to be there. I got to see a bison from like 10 feet away, which was my number one sighting that I wanted to see. I know that there's a ton of bison out there, but I was so pumped to get to see one. I saw some moose when I was in Jackson Hole, like around the Airbnb we were staying at. So that was crazy. They were just like right there hanging out, eating grass in the front yard. And saw like a herd of wapitis when we were driving through. Did not see a bear. Maybe that's a good thing. It was amazing. And it also got me thinking a lot about how precious these national parks are. And I've decided, you know, if anything ever happened where someone's trying to take down the national parks, I'm showing the heck up to be against that, because it's so important. to have that.
You did have these, I mean, it, looked to me from the Instagram videos you posted in your story, these sort of otherworldly encounters with the wapiti, the elk, and that the bison rather. Just the light behind the bison in the video is unbelievable. And then the elk were wandering around in front of what looked like a church with a cross on the side of the building that was just illuminated by like one evening light.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. I mean, when I saw we drove by the bison that was just sitting there right on the side of the road, just like snacking and hanging out and rolling around in the dirt. And then yeah, the wapiti, there was just one wapiti that we got out of our car in this little town we drove by on our way through, and we got out to check out that wapiti, and then all of a sudden a whole herd of them came like into the street and then went back right in front of that church. And it was a cool moment for sure.
Definitely. Speaking of cool moments, last week, I guess it was just last week. Time is a lie, Michaela, but I think it was just last week. My husband, early in the morning, he went, "I have news." And I was like, "Oh, usually I have news. What is it?" And he said, "John Darnielle announced a new Mountain Goats song, and Michaela Davis and Lin-Manuel Miranda and Tommy Stinson are all on this song." And we got very excited. That's a real gathering of masters we enjoy and discuss often, and we love all of your music. How did that happen that you get to play harp on a Mountain Goats song?
Well, I toured with the Mountain Goats a few years ago. That was amazing. They are all incredible people, and the fans are really great too. They really listen. They're really there for the music, and then they know every single word
I know,
of
and
the
there's
Mountain
so
Goats.
many songs and they have so
So,
many words.
yeah, like John Darnielle, he's a story guy. He's a words guy. So it's pretty impressive. But we've kept in contact since then. He's a friend, a good friend, and they were recording some of this record at Dreamland in Woodstock. So he called me up and asked if I wanted to stop in and play harp on a handful of songs. So that's the first of a couple others that I played harp on. There's one that I'm really excited about. It's called Rocks in My Pockets. And that, I'm not sure when that one's going to come out, but that's probably my favorite song on the record that I played harp on.
At latest, Rocks in My Pockets will be available on November 7th because that's when the album comes out. But the song could, of course, be a single as this one has
Yeah,
been.
I'm not sure
Right.
which ones are going to be singles too, but definitely in November, you gotta listen to that one.
The lead single that you are on that is out now for people to listen to is Armies of the Lord. There's my cynical nature. I went and assumed that he asked you probably to like lay down a harp track and send it to him because it's so quote unquote easy nowadays to, to do that and not actually record together. But that's rad that you got to be in person in studio in Woodstock.
Yeah, it was so fun. I always prefer doing that so
Of
then
course.
me and the artist can work together on crafting what the part will be rather than me just deciding on my own. So it was really fun.
You are playing shows in the WMC listening area this week. You're playing Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont on Sunday. I'm going backwards because we have a special element to discuss in this in Kingston. You'll be at Lark Hall in Albany on Saturday, and you're playing Assembly in Kingston, New York this coming Friday. And I will be there because we get to record the concert for WAMC on the Road, WAMC Live in Concert event. I'm very excited about that, of course. Thank you for agreeing to work with this public radio station and share your music with our listeners.
Yeah, of course. I'm really excited about that. And we will definitely be playing some new songs.
Where have the inspirations for your new songs been coming from? What kind of mode are you in, and what is being expressed through you as you write new music?
Well, there's a lot going on in the world right now, so that's definitely a huge factor. And I wrote most of this record with my partner, John Shannon, who's the guitar player in Circles Around the Sun and Grateful Shred, and he's done a lot of guitar work for other artists like Zephaniah O'Hara, among others. But we wrote most of this record end of last year, and then beginning in spring of this year when we were out in California hanging out at our friend Dan Horn's house, and Dan recorded the new record. We're finishing it up right now. A lot of it was recorded in that or written in that space, and just being inspired by being in California, and you'll see.
I will. I'll hear. Does the new album have a name that's been announced, or are we not privy to this information yet?
No, I'm
Okay.
still figuring out all the details, so there's not like a set timeline right now, but I can let you guys all know that new things are happening.
That's exciting. For these shows in the area and some shows you've been playing throughout the summer, your opener is your friend and music compatriot Lily Seabird. Could you tell us about Lily and what it's like to be on the road with her, why you like playing shows with them?
Yeah, I met Lily last year. She sold merch for me in Burlington when I played a show at the Lamp Shop. And she mentioned she was a musician as well. We got along really well, thought she was really cool. So after that show, I checked out her music and was absolutely blown away. So this year I asked if she would come out on the road with my band, and she came out solo with us and rode in the van with us in June and July out to California. So we've all gotten pretty close, and I'm just such a huge fan. Her songwriting is incredible, really great lyricist. Her songs just move me a lot. So if you're on the fence about coming early, definitely come early to catch Lily.
You joined Go the band Goose, very popular band, on stage at Mountain Jam earlier this summer. Was that a good time?
Yeah, that was super fun. I love sitting in playing with other bands at festivals, and I played one of their songs with them, which was planned, and then right before we went on stage, Cotter, their new drummer, who I know just from East Coast scene, he threw out, "Oh, hey, we're gonna do Weird Fishes, the Radiohead song, and do you want to stay and play on that too?" I was like, "Oh yeah, I love that." So I kind of listened to it right before I went on stage to refresh my memory and try to figure out what key it was in. And then that was probably my favorite part, was playing Weird Fishes.
Sure. Is it reasonably, I don't want to say easy. What do I say? Is it more challenging to add a harp to a setup at a festival to sit in with another band than a different kind of instrument, or have you all got it down and it's works, like butter?
Got it down at this point. It's usually the other band's like front of house engineer who's nervous about it because they've never mixed a harp before, but I always assure them that, my harp has a pickup on every string. It's very clean. It's just direct straight to the soundboard, so you'll be fine. I usually have to like explain that it's not that big of a deal. Like when I played Solid Sound Festival last year, I was supposed to sit in with Wilco, and then last minute their team was like, "No, it's gonna be too hard to make it happen. We can't do it. It's too crazy. The harp is huge." They were talking about the harp like it was like moving an organ on stage. Like, it's really not that big of a deal, but okay. So it didn't happen. But I get it. It's like a total, it's an element that if you haven't worked with a harp before and you're nervous about something going wrong, you want the show to run perfectly. I understand, but it's not that bad. It's pretty
For
easy to
future
just
reference,
add
everyone.
in. Don't worry about any of it.
One more thing before I let you go. There is a video on your website where you sing one of your songs, Far From You, a cappella at the Dutchess County Fair, and it's filmed very beautifully. I think rather simply, it seems like just, one person shooting you as you move through. But how did you come up with that idea? It's gorgeous and very, well completed. But how did you come up with it? And was it, did you just do it guerrilla style? Just run through the fair and make a beautiful video?
Yeah, my friend Wyndham shot that video. He has a series going on, shooting artists playing a song in a really odd location.
That's right. He did James Felice in the Widow Jane Mine. That's right.
Yes. Yep. So James has one out, Al has one out, Al Olander, and I have one out. I'm not sure if there's any others out, but there's more to come. I've seen a couple other videos that he's done that are really cool that I don't think he's released yet. But his idea for me was to do a song at the county fair, and I did bring my harp in the car actually, because the original idea was I was going to start it a cappella. The harp was going to be placed somewhere at the fair, and then I was going to be walking through the crowd singing, and eventually coming to the harp and sitting down and finishing out the song. It has like an instrumental ending. So that was the original idea. But once we got there, we didn't really have anyone else to help us. I wasn't going to just leave the harp somewhere unattended while we were walking around. So we just decided to do totally a cappella. And I'm really pleased with how it turned out. I think it's a really gorgeous video and something I've never done before. I was kind of feeling nervous about singing a cappella, like, oh, is this gonna be cool, or is this just gonna be awkward? But he did a wonderful job.
It's really cool and you sound great.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait to see you at Assembly in Kingston on Friday. Thank you very much for your time today, and we'll see you later.
Thank you, Sarah.
Michaela Davis, supported by Lily Seabird, will play three shows in our region this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. More information at michaeladavis.com. I'll be at her concert at Assembly in Kingston, New York, with WAMC on the road on Friday. Links to all this information are posted along with this conversation at WAMC.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.